Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Mom, what are we having for dinner
Friday night?
Oh, Wally, that's too far ahead for me to know. I haven't ordered anything yet.
Well, whatever kind of junk you order, don't order too much, because I'm not going to be here.
Oh, you going to someone's house for supper?
Yeah, Lumpy's having a party.
Lumpy Rutherford's having a party?
Yeah, and it's an eating party, too.
Well, that's the first party Lumpy's had since you started high school together.
Yeah. Boy, he must have really had to lean on his father to get permission.
Well, I don't know.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, Pete, guess what? Lumpy Rutherford's having a party.
Gee, his parents better be out of town or something?
Oh, his father's letting him have it.
Is Lumpy going to have girls at the party?
Sure. Now, what kind of a party would it be without girls?
The best kind.
Hi, there.
Hi. Ward, guess what?
Lumpy Rutherford's having a party.
How'd you know?
Well, that's all Fred talked about down at the office today. I think there was less fuss made when we put a man in space.
Well, must be going to be a big affair.
Oh, yeah. Fred's even talking about having it catered. I think he has the idea that this party may make Lumpy the Lucius Beebe of Mayfield.
Of flour.
Hi, Mom. Would it be okay if Gilbert spent the night?
Yes, I guess so.
Golly, Beebe, I didn't think it was going to happen so quick.
Me neither. Thanks a lot, Mom.
Yes, thank you very much, Miss Cleaver.
For what? What are you boys talking about?
Friday night.
What about it?
You just said Gilbert could spend the night.
Oh, well, honey, if I said something like that, I didn't realize it. Friday night wouldn't be convenient. Some other time, maybe. Two eggs.
I knew it was too quick to be true.
Hey, Stama.
Beaver, your father and I aren't going to be home on Friday night. And Wally's going to Lumpy's party.
But all we'll do is watch television.
And I'll sleep in my socks so I won't get your sheets dirty, Mrs. Cleaver.
Beaver, Gilbert can spend the night with you sometime when Wally's away for the night. He can come over for the evening if he wants to.
Gee, that'd mean my dad'd have to pick me up.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind that.
Okay, I'll come over for the evening. Maybe I'll be lucky when I call home, and then my dad will be asleep, and my mom will have to come and get me.
Yeah.
Yeah? 11:22.
Yeah?
Oh, are you busy?
Oh, I'm just going over my bank statement. Why, do you want something?
Oh, well, I was just wondering about Friday night. That's the night I'm going to Lumpy's party.
Yeah?
Well, Lumpy and I were wondering, it'll be kind of late when the party's over, and do you think it would be okay if I just stayed there overnight?
Oh, no, Lala. Your mother and I are going out that night. I want you to come home and stay with Beaver.
But, gee, Dad, the last time I had a party over here, Lumpy spent the night with me. I owe him an overnight.
Well, son, you can stay over at Lumpy sometime when Beaver has a friend staying here.
Okay, Dad. It's a deal.
Hey, Wally. This check of your mother's, does that look like a 5 or a 3 to you?
Gee, Dad, it looks like a 5 to me.
I think it's a 3.
It's an 8.
Boy, Mom, when those guys down at the bank get your checks, they must go ape.
Thank you, dear. Wally, you have a good time at Lumpy's party. And we'll be at the Ritterhoffs if you want us for any reason.
Okay, you guys try and have a good time, too.
Son, you behave yourself over at the Rutherfords.
Oh, sure, Dad. All us guys are going to watch it. This is Lumpy's first party, and we don't want it to be his last.
You gotta let me in. I was invited.
Come on in, Gilbert. How are you, son? Hello, Wally. Bye.
Bye, Wally. Hi, Gilbert. Beaver! Gilbert's here. Well, was it all right with your folks for you to come over?
Oh, yeah. My mom told me to be sure and not ask for any junk to eat, but she said it'd be okay if you offered me some.
Well, there's plenty of cookies and fruit and things in the kitchen.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hi, Beef.
Oh, Beaver, your mother and I are leaving now. We're going to be at the Ritterhoff's over on Crestview Avenue. And if you should want to reach us for any reason, why, we left the number on the desk in the den.
And don't stay too late, Gilbert. You boys behave yourselves.
You needn't worry about me, Miss Cleaver. My dad already yelled at me before I left the house.
Good night, fellas.
Bye, boys. Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Hey, Wally, didn't it seem to you that the party got over kind of early?
Well, yeah, but that was your own fault, Lum.
Huh?
You brought out the food too soon.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Boy, as soon as the grub was gone, Eddie got up and said, "Come on, gang, let's go someplace and get something to eat." A wise guy.
Well, they all wanted to get over to the malt shop before it closed. Well, I kind of promised Mary Ellen Rogers I'd meet her over there, so I guess I better be shoving.
Hey, Wally, how about helping me clean up the place? Now, that was a deal I made with my dad. Got to clean it up as neat as it was before the party.
Well, okay, I guess I could hang around and help for a while.
It's a pretty good party, wasn't it, Wally?
Yeah, not bad.
I think the... Hey, what was it called again?
I think he called it the Big Apple.
Yeah, that was it. Daddy was pretty good about me giving this party. He didn't interfere hardly at all.
No. He only came downstairs about 8 times.
Yeah, I guess by now he's sacked out. Hey, did you like those color slides he showed?
Oh, you mean the ones of him putting on the tire chains up in the snow? Yeah, they were pretty good.
Well, at least my party was different.
Yeah, I think your father had a real good time.
Hey, this is an old movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it was already an old movie when I saw it in the movies.
Hello? Beaver? Beaver, I just called to tell you that our plans are changed. We left the Ritterhoff's, and now we're over at the Wendovers on Glenhaven. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Their number's in the little black book on the desk in the den. Bye. Is Gilbert still there? And everything's all right?
Yeah, everything's okay.
Hey, Dave, hurry up. They just blew up the house.
They blew up the house?
What was that? Oh, you're looking at a movie on television. Well, as soon as that's over, you better have Gilbert call his folks to pick him up, take him home. And then you go on to bed, and Wally should be home shortly. All right, dear. Night.
Good night, Mom. Do the Martians land from outer space yet?
Yeah, they landed a couple minutes ago.
Boy, they're funny little ones, aren't they?
That's not them, you goof. That's the commercial.
Huh?
They're the funny little guys that wreck your stomach if you don't take that stuff that fizzes.
Boy, some of those guys are a real bunch of slobs. Oh, no. Wally, look.
Wow. Wally, I'm going to get killed. That's a new rug.
Yeah, your dad mentioned that one of the times he came down.
Wally, we got to get that spot out or I'm dead.
Well, we can try, but that's not going to be easy.
Wally, would you stay all night, would you?
I can't, Lum. My folks said they want me to come home.
Wally, you got to. When my dad comes down and sees that in the morning, he's going to blow a gasket.
Well, how's my being here going to help?
Well, I don't think he'll hit me in front of you. I kind of, he knows your father and doesn't want to get around what a monster he is.
Gee, I don't know, Lump.
Oh, please, Wally, it's the only thing that's going to save me.
Oh, okay, I'll see what I can do. Hey, you got a phone book?
You don't know your own number?
Sure, but my mom and dad went out. I've got to call them where they are and ask them if I can stay overnight.
Oh.
Now, the guy was sitting in this chair, put his glass down. Somebody must have knocked it over. Who is the stupid dope that was sitting here? You were. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, that was a neat movie.
What are you turning it off for? It wasn't over yet.
I know, but they caught the bad guys who blew up the house. Now the only part left was the kissing.
Yeah.
Hey, Gilbert, I think you better call up your dad now and tell him to come and pick you up.
You call him Beaver. He never yells at other kids as much as he yells at me.
Hello?
Hello, Beav. This is me. Your brother. Hey, have Mom and Dad got home yet? Huh, that's funny. I called the Ritterhouse where they were supposed to be, and there was no answer.
Oh, they're not there anymore, Wally. Mom called and said they were going to somebody else's house. I think they had a name like, Glenhaven.
Glenhaven? That's the name of a street.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Gilbert, where did my mom say they were going?
How should I know? I didn't talk to her.
Well, gee, Wally, I forgot. What do you want to know for?
Well, I wanted to ask Mom and Dad if I could stay all night at Lumpy's.
You want to stay all night at Lumpy's?
Hey, that's neat, Beaver. If Wally stays there all night, that means I can stay here all night.
How come?
Because your mom said so. Don't you remember? She said that if Wally was staying someplace all night, that I could stay here all night.
Yeah, and Wally does want to stay someplace all night.
Beaver, what are you doing anyway? Okay, well, look, will you lay off talking to him while I'm talking to you?
Wally, you gotta stay all night or I'll get murdered.
Okay, Lump.
I've been rubbing and rubbing. The spot only gets bigger.
All right. What was that, Beef? Mom said that?
Yeah. Mom said Gil could stay here all night sometime if you stayed away all night sometime. And this is sometime if you want to stay away.
When did Mom say that?
Yesterday in the kitchen.
Yeah. And Dad said that the only reason he didn't want me staying away was that you'd be alone. But if Gilbert stays there overnight, then you won't be alone.
Yeah, it works out real neat, Wally.
Now, just to make sure that it's going to be okay with Mom and Dad, you leave a note, all right?
Well, I won't have to leave a note, Wally. Me and Gilbert will be awake when they come home. We got a zillion things to do.
Like eating.
Okay, Wally, see you tomorrow. Here, Gilbert, you better call your mom. You sure she'll let you stay?
Oh, yeah, they don't need me. They still got my sister to push around while I'm away. Hey, Beaver, what time are your mother and father coming home?
I don't know. Usually when they go from one person's house to another, they don't get home until real late.
How come they don't stay at one house instead of going from one house to the other?
I don't know. Maybe they ran out of fun at the first house. Hey, Gilbert, are you getting sleepy?
No, I'm not sleepy. Maybe it'd be a good idea, though, if we got undressed now so it wouldn't be so much trouble when it was time to go to bed.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. Well, I got some clean pajamas you can wear.
I can sleep in my underwear.
I don't think you're supposed to do that when you're the company.
Maybe I can compromise. I'll put the pajamas over my underwear.
Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, Beaver?
Are you sleepy yet?
Not me. One time I stayed awake the whole night without sleeping.
Gee, when'd you do that?
One time when our water pipes broke, I stayed awake listening to my father get a plumber.
Nothing neat like that ever happens around this house.
Are you sleepy?
Me? Of course not.
Beef?
Yeah, Gilbert?
I was thinking, maybe I could stay awake better if that light was out.
Yeah, no sense hurting our eyes while we're trying to stay awake.
Hey,
getting home later than I thought we would.
Well, that's one of the compensations for the boys growing up. I can remember when 10:30 was our deadline. Yeah, Beaver's improving. We used to come home and find every light in the house on, both the television and radio on, and the refrigerator door open.
Wally probably checked on things before he went up to bed.
I'll just double-check the back door. I spoke too soon.
What?
The refrigerator door is open.
Honey, I'll just go up and look in on the boys.
I'll be right with you. Everything okay?
Both dead to the world. I was just thinking how Beaver's growing. He's almost as big as Wally.
Hard to tell which is which.
Ward, you can call the boys. Everything's ready.
I called them once. Boys, breakfast is ready.
But we're not dressed yet, Dad.
Well, everything's on the table. Come on down in your pajamas.
Okay, Dad.
Ward, you can pour the coffee.
Come.
Oh, boy, hotcakes.
Well, I'm glad you... Gilbert! Where did you come from?
He slept here all night, Mom.
He slept here all night?
Yes, sir, with my socks on.
Well, Beaver, Gilbert wasn't supposed to stay here all night.
Gee, Mr. Cleaver, Mrs. Cleaver said I could.
Jim, did you say Gilbert could stay here all night?
Well, no, I...
Well, sure you did, Mom. You said Gilbert could stay here some night when Wally was away.
Well, if I said anything like that, I didn't mean that...
And, Dad, you told Wally the same thing.
Look, Beaver, you're missing the whole point.
Hello? Wally?
Wally? Where's he?
Wally, where are you? He's at the Rutherford's. He spent the night there.
What did he do that for?
Well, you told him he could.
Yeah, let me talk. Hello, Wally? Look, son, what's going on here? You know, what are you doing over at the Rutherford's?
I stayed over here all night, Dad. Didn't you know about it?
Well, of course I didn't know about it. Wally, you knew you weren't supposed to stay over there last night.
But, Dad, you said I could stay over here if Beaver had somebody staying over there. Gilbert stayed there all night, so I stayed here.
Wally, what I meant was... Well, I know I said that, son, but... I know, Wally, I know.
I think we got him, Beef.
I realize that, Wally.
Gee, Dad, I'm sorry I stayed all night, but I thought it would be okay.
Wally, let me talk to him. What's the matter, Ward, old man? Having trouble keeping track of your lad?
There seems to be a slight misunderstanding, Fred.
Well, some of these youngsters just can't handle responsibility. But you should have seen that party last night, Ward. My boy Clarence brought it off in fine fashion, without a hitch. Yes, he was a perfect host. Not one incident in the whole... What happened here?
What, Daddy?
The rug, it's ruined. Who did it?
I guess I did, Daddy.
You big old few.
Sorry, Daddy.
Ward, I'll talk to you later.
Well, Fred, when you're through yelling at Clarence, would you send Wally right home, please? Thank you. Jill, I think you should have at least mentioned to me that you told Gilbert he could stay all night.
Ward, I told you I didn't say he could stay all night.
Yes, you did, Mom.
We both heard you.
Boys.
Well, Jill, it looks as though you did tell him he could stay all night.
Well, it looks as if you told Wally that he could stay at the Rutherford's.
Look, dear, if we could only... Oh. Would you like to have your coffee in the other room?
I certainly would.
Just like on television. Whenever the good stuff starts, they turn it off.
And that's word for word what I told Beaver and Gilbert.
Well, I told Wally practically the same thing. You know what happened, don't you? The boys got us on a technicality.
He certainly did. This should be a good lesson to us.
Yeah, to make sure we're very clear when we're giving our kids instructions.
Ward, why do they seem to be always waiting for us to make a mistake and then taking advantage of it?
Oh, we jump on them about so many things, I guess we can't blame them for trying to even up the score a little bit.
Hey, Wally?
Yeah?
Who do you think is best for asking stuff, mothers or fathers?
What do you mean?
Well, I found out when it comes to asking for stuff like cake or something, it's better to ask Dad, because Mom will always say no, it'll spoil your supper.
Yeah, and I found that it's better to ask Mom if you want to go out and play ball, because if you ask Dad, he always says the lawn needs mowing or something.
Yeah, and sometimes it's better not to ask and just keep out of sight.
Sure, because if they see you around, they'll think of stuff for you to do.
Beaver!
Yeah, Mom?
I could use some help down here with the dishes.
Okay, Mom.
Gee, that's tough, babe.
Wally?
Yeah, Dad?
The trash cans go out tonight.
You see, Beef? You just can't win.
Coming up next, veteran character actor Pat Hingle guest stars as the Old West meets Mayberry when Wyatt Earp rides again in episode 179 of The Andy Griffith Show. It's also the last appearance of Jack Burns as Warren Ferguson. Stay tuned.